I am from North Korea. I work in Young Defectors for Alliance for North Korea Human Rights. I'm a university student now in South Korea, and I have been in South Korea for 6 years now.
That timid voice belongs to Emma, a North Korean girl who escaped from a state prison when she was 18 years old. After a long odyssey through China and Mongolia, Emma, as she now prefers to be called, reached South Korea in 2006 with her mother, leaving behind the rest of her family.
I live in my mother, only my mother, and left my family in North Korea now. My father and my younger sister still live in North Korea now. Last year, we contacted them, used Chinese cell phone, but now we can't because Kim Jong-il died now, so it is very dangerous, you know, so we can't contact them now.
After the initial difficulties in familiarizing herself with a new environment, Emma decided to enroll at university to study political science. The shy and reserved young woman is also working with a humanitarian organization based in Seoul, which helps other North Korean defectors who decided to cross the border with hopes of starting a new life.
We are running an education program for young defectors, teach them how to study and how to be successful leaders in South Korea. And we are also running leadership academy for South Korea university students and North Korea university students.
At the moment, however, she is not in South Korea, but in Mae Sot, a little town in northern Thailand. It's here, a few miles from the Burmese border, that she represents her organization during meetings with local civil society groups.
We come here to study, to meet Burmese democracy activities. We sharing our experience with them and ask them, how do you organize and how do you running your program? I think Burmese and North Korea is very similar. We have to learn Burmese and sharing some experience with them.
Together with other South Korean organizations and North Korean defectors, Emma is here thanks to the support of the National Democratic Institute, a U.S. non-profit, non-partisan and non-governmental organization that has supported democratic institutions and practices in every region of the world for more than two decades. Tasos Kulaloglu from the National Democratic Institute says their program for Korea was started 1 year ago.
And there's three major components to it. One is this exchange program, so bringing North Korean democracy advocates and South Koreans that are working on the North Korean issue to Thailand to meet with our Burmese partners. You know, what we do is trying, in terms of the citizen participation angle, is trying to get different movements learning lessons from each other. So this is what's happening here. The second component is doing an advocacy assessment, so bringing in one of our experts at NDI to evaluate what's the political space. And the third component is bringing in someone to speak to the group about transitions to democracy.
Tasos says that young defectors can be instrumental in developing democracy in their home countries.
You know, a lot of these defectors and these advocates, they want to move back. They want to be part of the reconciliation process and be part about the democratization process. So it's always going to be important to work with the defectors, in particular the young defectors, because that's where most of the energy is.
Emma is certainly energetic and has a clear plan for her country and her own life.
I want North Korea to be a democratic country like South Korea. And the people, North Korea people, all of people get freedom. And after that, I will go to North Korea to teach younger people how get job.
She's working hard to fulfill that dream. In the meantime, the joy of living with her mother in a new country is paired with the sorrow of not being able to share her achievements with her father and sister. This is Andre Leslie for DW.